I'm here with the Secretary to the Accounts Commission, Paul Riley, to talk about the latest report by the Accounts Commission into a significant fraud at Dundee City Council. Paul, first of all, can you give us a bit of background to this report and case?
This report has been made on a matter arising from the 2016-2017 audit of Dundee City Council. During routine end-of-year procedures in May 2016, the Council highlighted an invoice for around £7,000 where supporting information couldn't be found. The payment for this invoice was made into an employee's bank account in May 2016, which resulted in an internal investigation and a Police Scotland investigation. These identified fraudulent payments to the employee totalling over £1 million between August 2009 and May 2016.
How did this happen?
The employee had unrestricted access to several systems, which allowed him to insert fake invoices into the system and alter the bank payment details of suppliers without detection. Once this fraud was discovered, the employee was immediately suspended and resigned from his position in June 2016. The Police Scotland investigation resulted in him pleading guilty on the 2nd of August 2017 to a charge of embezzling over £1 million from the council. And on 24th August 2017, at the High Court in Glasgow, he was sentenced to 5 years and 4 months imprisonment.
And so what has the Accounts Commission found in this report?
We've noted that this fraud was a result of failures in fundamental controls within the council's financial systems. And these failures allowed this fraud to continue over a prolonged period. It's a wake-up call for all councils to ensure that they have the fundamental internal controls in place and are working properly. Councils must also ensure that those responsible for using them are managed appropriately. But we do note that once the fraud was discovered, Dundee City Council acted quickly and have since addressed the issues that have led to this fraud, as well as bringing in more robust management of their financial systems. They've also taken significant steps to improve their resilience to prevent future fraud and corruption.
What lessons should be learned for both Dundee City Council and other local authorities in Scotland?
We are very clear that lessons must be learned by all councils from this serious act of fraud. The Accounts Commission's role is to provide the assurance that people expect that all councils have in place robust checks to ensure that public money is properly spent and accounted for.
How rare is this sort of incident? And are you concerned about similar fraudulent activity taking place at other local authorities in Scotland?
The fraud that was committed at Dundee City Council was very rare and very much related to the activity of one individual. After a thorough investigation by Police Scotland and Dundee City Council, there is no evidence to suggest any other fraudulent activity at the council. We are also not aware of any other similar issues at other councils in Scotland.
Thank you, Paul, for your time. You can also download the full report at audit-scotland.gov.uk.